Now here what I'm going to show is that if you assume that H is in the domain, that is H matrix, okay, or all the coefficients of ARX, Q satisfy the property that H matrix has no arguments on imaginary axis, and the base vector has a property that X1 is not singular. So that's what we mean by H in the dom rig. Then we can construct a function X equal to rig H, okay? Because once H is in dom rig, then we can X is well defined, okay? Then we can show, okay, this theorem shows exactly what we wanted. That is, first of all, X defined by this function is actually real symmetric. And not only that, X satisfies the algebraic Ricard equation. So it says that it, in fact, is a solution of the Ricard equation. And not only that, it also said the solution is stabilizing because it shows that A plus Rx is actually stable. Okay? So we're going to show all those three conclusions if we are given that H in the dom rig, that is two properties, okay? Two properties that H has satisfied. Two properties, H has no arguments, only imagine X, and X1 is not singular. Okay, so we're going to start with the first condition. We're first going to show that X1 is actually real symmetric. So now, since we assume that H is in dom rig, we can define the stable invariant subspace, X minus H, and we have the basis of vectors constructed. We have X1, X2. Now we're going to show that first of all, we're going to show x1 star x2 is symmetric. And after doing that, then we're going to show that x is actually related to x1 star x2, so it's also real symmetric. Okay. Now remember, we are working on the stable invariant subspace, so there's always a stable matrix H minus that when you construct, when you restrict the space to the stable invariant subspace, then it has a representation of H minus. So it has, or actually this is just if you use the eigenvalue eigenvector equation and you write it together, and this is you can think about the H minus is the Jordan block that are corresponding to those stable eigenvalues. Okay, so I have H X1 X2 equal to X1 X2 H minus. Okay. Now I'm going to pre-multiply this equation by x1, x2 star and j. Okay, remember j is a matrix of 0 identity minus identity and 0 and so on. Okay. So we multiply this equation by this matrix. Then we get an equation at the bottom of this page. Now we note that, we're going to use that in the next page, that jh is actually symmetric. Okay, you can verify very easily. Just multiply the JH matrix out. You're going to see that JH is actually a symmetric matrix. Now, since at the bottom of the equation, and if JH is symmetric, then on the right-hand side is also symmetric. So we can also take a complex conjugate of that, and it will be equal to itself. Okay, that's the basic point we're going to use in the next page. Okay, we're going to get an equation. Since JH is symmetric, so the right hand is equal to its complex conjugate.